degrees in Nashville. Today should be mostly sunny with a high in the low 90s. Tomorrow, there's an 80% chance of rain, and that could include some strong thunderstorms. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Senator Marsha Blackburn's campaign has said a Senate ethics probe last year did not find violations in her office. But a source now tells the Tennessean that the body did find wrongdoing related to using federal resources in her reelection campaign. The source spoke to the newspaper on condition of anonymity. Senate staffers are allowed to volunteer on campaigns, but they must be off the clock. Records show that Blackburn staffers received reimbursement for travel to dozens of political events, and communications reviewed by multiple news outlets show pressure to unlawfully participate in campaigning stemmed from Blackburn's campaign strategist, Ward Baker. The source said the Senate Ethics Committee gave Blackburn the opportunity to correct the actions before making its findings public. Neither Blackburn's campaign nor Senate office responded to the Tennessean's request for comment. The U.S. Department of Energy announced the development of a $100 billion data center campus in western Kentucky. Derek Operly with member station WKMS reports it will be built on federally owned land. It once housed a uranium enrichment plant outside of Paducah.
The privately funded project will see $1 trillion investment firm Brookfield develop a massive 1.8 gigawatt data center, while NextEra Energy will build and operate a 2 gigawatt natural gas plant that feeds excess electricity into the regional grid. Republican Congressman Andy Barr says Paducah played a key role in the U.S.'s post-World War II nuclear strategy and says this is another once-in-a-generation opportunity for the region.
Now it begins a new mission. A place that once helped America win the Cold War will now help America win the AI race.
The project will create around 8,000 construction jobs and 600 permanent positions. The first components could come online as soon as 2028, with construction expected to finish in 2031. I'm Derek Operly in Paducah.
Nashville police have made an arrest in a hit and run that injured four pedestrians near Music Row. Two of the people struck were in wheelchairs, and one injured person remains hospitalized. Detectives are crediting information from both a camera and a nearby parking garage license plate reader. A court approved a police request to get data from that device. Police arrested a 47-year-old driver at his Antioch home. He faces 21 charges. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.